Happy days are here again. The Democratic Party theme song, fight song. We're here with Mark Gonzalez, the chairman of the Los Angeles County Democratic Party. Welcome,
Hello,
Mark.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for coming back.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
You've got a big convention this weekend. Tell us what's happening.
There's over 3,000 statewide Democratic delegates coming down to Long Beach starting today. And it's our endorsing convention is what we've got this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, applause for that. Does that mean the delegates are possibly going to endorse somebody for president?
Or? No, so we don't endorse for president.
Good.
But we are having, yes, no.
The difference they scared me for a second.
Yeah, no. The difference is our bylaws show that we do not endorse for president. So LA County Democratic Party does not, and the state party does not.
Okay.
So we wait till we have our primary election, and then we go with our nominee.
Oh, yeah. Very, very cool.
Yeah. So we don't do that.
So presidential ambitious people are coming to Long Beach. Who's coming to the convention?
I know who's not coming, which is Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren are not coming.
Now, Joe Biden, he was just in Los Angeles.
He was in Los Angeles yesterday. I think he had a fundraiser. I think he was doing a grassroots event at LA Trade Tech, but he's not coming to convention, apparently.
Mm.
So we'll miss him, but that's okay. We've got other great candidates there. Kamala Harris, our U.S. Senator.
Yes.
We were just talking about her. Pete Buttigieg will be there as well.
Kamala's going to hang out in a gay bar in Long Beach. I heard it right. She's going to be Hamburger Mary's.
I think she's hosting an event there. Yeah,
Hamburger
actually.
Mary's.
Yeah,
I love that.
She knows her roots. She knows her group.
I love that. And Pete Buttigieg is coming. And
Pete Buttigieg is coming. Yeah.
Klobuchar, I assume.
Klobuchar. Yeah.
And Steyer and who knows?
Steyer. Yeah, a whole plethora.
Now, this is not your first convention. I assume you've done a lot of these, huh?
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that till you said it. It's probably well over 10. I know that for sure.
Wow. And are you excited or are you dreading parts
of
it?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think what I want you to know, the uniqueness is this is our second convention this year. And the reason why we're having an early convention is because we moved up our primary from what typically would be June to March of 2020. And so because of having to get the endorsement process for assembly members and congressional members and ballot measures have to be in now in order for our
the March.
Correct. Because the uniqueness of this year is that vote by mail ballots go out before the Iowa and New Hampshire caucuses.
Wow.
California. So California plays a huge role in 2020, and that's why folks are coming here all the time.
Yeah, I've heard that California is trying to go to an all vote by mail.
Election
process.
I think we're encouraging people to do that and taking those steps to do that. But it's LA County is 1/3 of the voting base of the state, so
that's
going to take a while for LA to get to that point.
10 million people in LA County.
10 million, 2.7 million Democrats.
Yeah, that's amazing.
2.7 million Democrats. But some of our legislators have changed some of the laws that allow folks to turn in their ballot and get them postmarked on that day, which is a pro in the sense of most Democrats vote late, will get it in to the mailboxes by election day, but then it takes a little while to count.
Let's do some presidential handicapping, if you don't mind.
Sure.
playing a game with me. So my listeners know I endorsed Kamala Harris early because she's our hometown girl.
Yeah.
Our U.S. senator in California. But looking at Iowa, which goes first, Pete Buttigieg is in a dead heat with Bernie Sanders, I think it is.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
So Pete Buttigieg, our openly gay candidate, may actually win Iowa. That's amazing.
You know what? That'd be very exciting if that happened. It would be a game changer, that's for sure.
It would be. It would be. And then after Iowa, they head to New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, yeah.
Now, how would you handicap who's got the advantage in New Hampshire? Some of the people like Sanders and Warren are both from Vermont and
Correct.
Massachusetts.
Correct.
And
I think they'll do well. I'll be very surprised if he holds in Iowa. If he holds in Iowa, I think that might be a game changer for how New Hampshire will go.
Huh.
But at the end of the day, my frustration with those states has always been they're so small. I think there's more people in this office building than there are there in Iowa.
In all of Iowa.
They're going to be the deciders. That's why California is on the March, March primary. And that's why we want to make that huge difference in the nation.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Probably Joe Biden because of the large African-American
Absolutely.
Population staying very loyal to Obama Biden.
Yeah.
And then they go to Nevada. And I imagine Harry Reid. Harry Reid kind of controls the unions around Clark County and Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Has he endorsed anybody? Has he put his machinery?
Not off the top of my head. I can't recall if he has or not.
Just curious.
That'll be very interesting
Nevada
to see how that. Yeah, exactly. But we are going to be sending a lot of our folks to Nevada as well.
Mm.
For the caucuses that they're going to be
Cool.
early next year, yeah.
And then it's Super Tuesday, March 3rd or 2nd,
March 3rd.
March 3rd.
2020. Yeah.
And there's like a dozen states that weigh in, including California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, that's like a national primary.
We're going to have unprecedented amounts of people who are going to turn out that day.
Right.
We've got a lot of folks excited and energized and ready to go. And we also have to make sure that we monitor those polls and make sure that they are open and they are serving our voters.
Right. There's a good chance, too, maybe more than half of the people running for president may get knocked out then by March 3rd, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think at some point the writing will be on the wall. If they can't raise the money, they've got to get out. So, and also, Los Angeles is hosting a Democratic debate, as you know, or a forum. Was it a forum or a debate?
Huh.
Town hall, excuse me.
Town hall, okay. I had
to double check that. There are various ways
when
to
is
say
it,
that.
When is that happening?
That'll happen in December 19th at Loyola Marymount, I believe. Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, awesome. December 19th. And what's the RSVPs? Are they all coming? Or?
I believe so. Yeah, they're all coming. So they'll be at Loyola Marymount. So that'll be huge for Los Angeles to be hosting that town hall with, I think it's PBS is who's hosting that.
Yeah. I'm curious. I always like asking people about this because, okay, here we are. Roger Stone just got convicted.
I just saw that. Yeah,
seven counts,
yeah.
Right, including lying to Congress, obstruction of justice. All the henchmen around Donald Trump are going down in conviction. Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, now Roger Stone. And yet,
Yas Queen.
Yas Queen.
Exactly. I love it.
And yet, the base around Donald Trump is holding so sure. Like these Republicans, they don't. All of this doesn't seem to matter.
But that's what Republicans do. They stick to they stick to their BS.
Oh my God.
I almost said else.
You know, you almost and you would be bleeped.
Yes,
yeah, we've been using
the
censor button like crazy today.
Yes.
But to me, looking back at Nixon, Nixon. I guess initially the Republicans stuck by Nixon, but then at some point, the Republicans in the Congress said that the institution, that the Constitution, things were much more important than any partisanship, and they came about. Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know. I would hope so, but they're still sticking by him, which I don't get.
I don't get it either.
But they think he's going to win, which is why they're sticking by him.
That I think that's right. I think they think he's going to win, and so I think they fear him.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, who's a member of Congress, I think from Wyoming.
Yeah.
She came out today saying that it was wrong for Donald Trump to be attacking the ambassador from the Ukraine and that he shouldn't be tweeting about it.
Finally.
That tells me she's not afraid of him.
Yeah.
That the Cheney name, the Cheney trademark in Wyoming is so strong.
She knows she'll
she's
get re-elected.
Not afraid of a primary.
Yeah, she's
of a
fine.
Trump primary.
Yeah. I think she's fine with that, but I think there are others who are just worried. Yeah, and they do fear him. I would agree with that.
Wow. So, all right. When we come back, more about politics. We're talking to Mark Gonzalez, the chairman of the Los Angeles County Democratic Party. Thanks for tuning in here on Channel Q. Talking about a revolution, and we're talking to Mark Gonzalez, the chairman of the Los Angeles County Democratic Party. Mark, are you, is this the largest Democratic Party chairmanship in the country?
I would say so, yeah.
I imagine
2.7 million Democrats. That's what I said. I think we're more than Iowa.
And the fact that it's headed up by an openly gay man is wonderful.
First Latino openly gay man, yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's really awesome.
It's been, this October was 2 years that I've been in this position, yeah.
That's fantastic.
That
so I played the song Revolution to bring us in because I think, the Tea Party had a revolution in 1994, right? And they took over California government for a very short period of time. Mm-hmm. Came out, Prop 187 was a defining moment for Latinos, I think.
Absolutely.
Pete Wilson, that would have denied immigrants basic services, education, social services, access to courts. But it galvanized. It like woke up a sleeping giant in California, the Latino community, like never
25
before.
25 years ago.
Yeah. 25 years ago, Republicans had half of the statewide seats. They controlled the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
They were an equal, co-equal party. Prop 187 happened, and it was never the same.
Yeah.
Do you think that's happening? I mean, the 2018 election, the blue wave of 2018, where we took over the House of Representatives, you think it's going to continue 2020?
Yeah, I think so. I think, look, we honored that this past week in 25 years, and most people were saying, let's thank Pete Wilson,
right?
Because he energized the base. And so I think now folks are comparing, Donald Trump, who's far worse than Pete Wilson, but comparing him nonetheless,
right,
is re-energizing people across women's groups, immigration groups,
people
LGBTQ,
color.
Of course, all
unions,
people of color,
unions,
every, possible person to come up and work against this, person.
Well, we have a common enemy. We can all see the enemy, Trump and the people. That's Stephen Miller. What is he doing? He's an open white nationalist in the White House, coming up with policy putting children in cages, and he is down the hallway from the President of the United States. It's so abhorrent.
Our country is in serious trouble.
Yeah, damn right it is, because of you, Donald Trump.
Exactly. that's a whole other story, man. But absolutely. I think it's re-energizing, a whole base of folks and getting new people more engaged in the process.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the challenge is, can the Democrats retake some of these U.S. Senate seats in Arizona? taking back that.
We just saw that a couple of Tuesdays ago. Virginia.
Virginia flipped. Went all blue, which means the Equal Rights Amendment will now get another state.
Yes.
Therefore giving us 3/4 of the states to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm so happy about that.
Yes, but that's showing us what's going to happen in March and what's going to happen in November of next year. Because I think folks are finally seeing, our country is at stake here and our rights are at stake here. And that's what we need to change. And
so, I just don't know why people continue to cling to this con man. I can't even understand. I understand conservatives, and I understand. Like, I've had people I love who I differ with in ideology. Maybe a little more hawkish on foreign policy. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're thinking about capitalism differently than me. But how does anyone stick to this con man?
I don't know, but you know what? They're buying what he's selling.
Including the log cabin Republicans, the gay Republicans. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing?
But that's what Republicans do. They stick to each other. In some cases, Dems will turn on each other, but in this particular case, they stick to each other.
What is that favorite quote by the singer Will Rogers? I don't belong to any organized political party. I'm a Democrat.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Exactly. But I think the Democrats have realized that we were always speaking to people in in our room. We forgot about people in their living rooms, right? Mm-hmm. And that's key, because you have to remember, it's about jobs, and that's what Trump talked about. And that was probably why he won. He was more focused on that, and we forgot, the values of the Democratic Party stood for, and that's why we revamped ourselves, and that's what we're telling people, and that's how we will win.
You think we'll take Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania back?
I think we will, but Florida and Ohio are part of that equation too, but it does depend on who our nominee is.
I mean, I was doing some of the Electoral College math. We only have to take two of those. If we
hold everything we had from
2016, we only got to take two, maybe Michigan and Pennsylvania. And I think Joe Biden could do it. I mean, he's not my endorsed guy, but I think Joe Biden has a good shot.
You and I were talking about, my mother believes the same thing. She says that she thinks that Joe will take it as well. And we saw that New York Times poll that showed the same thing. So, that's essentially the goal. But we have to unify behind one candidate. We can't fight within each other, because that's why we lost it the last time.
Yeah. And federal judges. Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump have rammed through 94 federal judges, many of them unqualified, right-wing nationals that'll be there for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
We got to stop it. We just got to stop it.
And that starts at the top in getting rid of Trump. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you engage younger people? Because, young people, let's say under 30.
Sure.
Communicate differently. Everything is on this little device called the iPhone. Yep. Everything's social media. Everything's a tweet or a post.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not so much the New York Times or the Washington Post or the LA Times. How do you create an educated populace with so much competition in media?
Well, I think that's how they get their news, right? Is by Instagram. Is by, we're a generation of instant gratification, right? So you read the first 5 sentences and you got it. And so I think it's about,
okay. That was not my phone.
I was like, is that someone's?
That's my cute little heterosexual director, producer having fun with the grinder sound effect.
We're messaging each other. That's what we're doing.
Is that it? He's 3 feet away.
There you go. I think it's about, using those platforms and making sure that, yes, Instagram is good, but a like is not a vote. And so we have to remember, we have free community college as a reason. And that's why we're able to tell young people, if you want to go to 2 years of free community college, this is legislators and these are people who are putting those putting that at the forefront to be able to have us be able to do that and have certain rights. And, that's what you have to remind young people as to who's bringing that for you and why we're able to do that.
That's really actually a good point. A like is not a vote. I have a friend who has a social media following of like 50,000 people. He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous West Hollywood model, male model. But his posts are about him being all alone and feeling isolated. And I'm like, you've got 50,000 people.
And people like
that? Communicate with him every day. And he's talking about feeling isolated, and we've created this very strange world.
Well, that's what drives me nuts about the influencer things, right?
Yes.
This whole influencer thing. Well, why don't you use that influence
to
drive up votes and drive up? And that's why I think folks are using that, celebrities, right? I think there's Michelle Obama calling folks to do that, is to use your influence to power young people who follow you and trust you to say, okay, let's get out there and vote, and why it's so important. Mm-hmm. So, but their vote does matter. I think there are folks who think that it doesn't, and that's the issue.
Somebody's listening in Southern California. Where can they get more information about the work you all doing, or if they want to get involved in campaigns or register voters?
LACDP.org. We also do a voter registration at the new voter registration drives that are every, Wednesday, I think?
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so LACDP.org, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're there.
I like and like it all. Like.
Yes, and like it all, exactly.
Like it all, that's awesome. That's Mark Gonzalez from the LA County Democratic Party. Thank you, Mark. Break a nail.
Thank you.
Have a great time at the convention.
It'll be fun.
When we come back, we'll be talking about staying fit over the holidays with three of our LGBT athletes and a straight ally here on Channel Q.